So we're going to turn to the Word of God, and we're going to read in chapter 9 of Hebrews and verse 1. Now, I was dealing here with the ministry that took place within the tabernacle. Then verily the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary. And there was a tabernacle made, the first wherein was a candlestick and the table and the shewbread, which is called a sanctuary. And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiness of all, which had the golden censer, and the ark of the covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna, an orange rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant. And over it the cherubims of glory shadowing the mercy seat, of which we cannot now speak particularly. Now when these things were thus ordained, the priests went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God. But into the second went the high priest alone, once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people. The Holy Ghost, thus signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest, while as the first tabernacle was yet standing, which was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices, that could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience, which stood only in meats and drinks and divers washings and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of reformation. But Christ being come and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. And then in chapter 8, just two verses, chapter 8, verse 26. For such an high priest became us who was holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifice first for his own sins, and then for the people's. For this he did once, when he offered up himself. Amen. And we pray God would bless the reading of his word to all of our hearts. Now it's been a little while since we have looked at this subject together. If you can remember, our text is found over in chapter 3 and the verse 1 of Hebrews. And it says, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Now, it is a little while ago we looked at this together, and we're looking at the theme, considering Christ. Considering the Lord Jesus Christ as in the office of his high priest. Now, we learnt about his calling because in Hebrews 5 and verse 10, it tells us specifically about Christ being a high priest, called of God and high priest after the order of Melchizedek. And we learnt in that sermon that the Lord Jesus, he didn't take this office upon himself. He was called, and he was called by God the Father, and he was placed by God the Father into this office to be the high priest for all of his people. And he is our great high priest because he was called. We notice about the distinction of his calling as well, that it was an unchangeable priesthood. He never changes from this. We learned about the children of Israel, how the priesthood ended. Their priesthood ministry came to an end, but not so with Christ. It goes on and on and on. And we considered Christ as high priest, his calling. And then we looked at his compassion, because we have a great high priest. And in chapter 4 and the verse 15, it says, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. And we looked at that particular office of Christ, and we learnt this, that the Lord Jesus cares about our troubles. He knows all about our troubles. He's touched with the feelings of our infirmities. When I feel down in the dumps, when my heart is full of pain, and when my heart is full of sorrow, we have learnt here in this particular passage of God's word, the Lord Jesus is touched and he understands and he helps. Because we have a great high priest who comes alongside and he helps his people. And then we learnt about his consecration in our last sermon. In chapter 7 we learnt in verse 26, dealing with Christ, for such an high priest became us who was holy. He's harmless. He's undefiled. He's separate from sinners. And he's made higher than the heavens. And in our last lesson we learned how Christ is our great high priest, how he is holy. He is the Holy One of God. He is higher than the heavens. And there's none like him. The other night over in the youth fellowship, someone asked me the question. Not often you're asked such a question. They asked the question, could the Lord Jesus Christ ever sin? And there were two young girls who asked me the question, could he ever sin? Of course I told them he couldn't. But they're dealing with this at school, and the person who was teaching them at school, he didn't know why he could sin or not, why he could have. But I told them that it's not true. Christ could never sin. Because who he is. He is God. He is the Holy One. He could never sin. He is the Holy One of God. And we notice here in the priesthood that our high priest, he is one who is holy and he's harmless and he's undefiled. You see, we're considering Christ as our great high priest. Tonight I want us to consider Christ as our high priest. And I want to look at his crucifixion. Now you will find as you read the Old Testament scriptures, you will find that the duty, and in the office of the high priest of Israel, there was one duty he had to do. He couldn't shy away from it. He couldn't hide away from this duty. It was commanded to this man by God himself, to the high priest, that he was one who had to make sacrifices, blood sacrifices. He had to do it. He had to make them unto God. And the high priest of Israel, his ministry, and one part of it, was a sacrifice ministry of sacrifice and blood. And you can read that in the Bible. Here he tells us even in chapter 7 verse 27 about this, the ministry of other priests, because it says, who needeth not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifice. And so you can see in verse 27 that it was the ministry of the high priest. He had to offer up sacrifice, and as I have said, this was something that he could not shy away from. It was something that he had to do. He had to offer up sacrifices. Why? He was a high priest. The high priest. And I think of Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, as our great high priest, had to make a sacrifice. He had to do this. It is part of his ministry that he had to do. And I think about his crucifixion and his sacrifice. I want to speak about the content of his sacrifice. Now, it is set out for us very plainly in the verse 27 of Hebrews chapter 7. If you read that verse, it says, who needeth not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins and then for the people's. For this he did once. Now notice what it says. When he offered up himself. When he offered up himself. Now you can see the content of the sacrifice of Christ as the great high priest. The Lord Jesus Christ offered up himself. This was the content of his sacrifice. Now if you look at the high priest's content of his sacrifice in Leviticus chapter 16, we'll not take time to turn to it, but you look at his. You'll find that God commanded he had to bring a young bullock. You'll find that God also commanded the high priest on the Day of Atonement in Leviticus chapter 16 that he had to bring a young ram, had to bring a ram. And he also had to bring two goats. That was four animals. Now, when he was going to make that sacrifice on the Day of Atonement, this was the content of his sacrifice. There was a bullock and the ram and the two goats. One goat was put to death, the other goat was set free. And we find there the content of their sacrifice was these animals. But you know, when it come to the Lord Jesus Christ, dear friends, you know what his sacrifice was? It was himself. Take a look around. There's no bullocks. There's no rams. There's no lambs. The high priest stood before the altar and he stood before God and he says, I am going to make a sacrifice unto God. And there he had all his animals. But there's a man of Calvary. And he's standing all alone. He has nothing. No blood sacrifices to be offered any other way but the sacrifice of himself. You find also there in Hebrews 9 and the verse 12, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but listen, by his own blood, it says. In Hebrews 9 and verse 26, you have those words again. But now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. So we have his own blood. It tells us in Hebrews chapter 10 about the body of Jesus Christ. And so it tells us the content of his sacrifice. It was himself. It was his own blood. And it was his own body. And here is God's great, great high priest, his crucifixion. And he's offering up himself. He's given himself for his people. That's why it says in John chapter 10, the Lord Jesus Christ says in verse 5, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Do you see something of the great love of the Lord Jesus Christ? The great mercy? There he is with his sacrifice. He is the great high priest. And as it says in Hebrews 3 and the verse 1, consider the apostle. Consider our great high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we see his sacrifice. And he's offering up himself, his own blood, his own body. He says his whole life. That's why we're singing a hymn together, Man of Sorrows, what a name for the Son of God. Who can? You see, the content of his sacrifice as high priest, it tells us it was himself. In Hebrews 7 verse 27, for this he did once when he offered up himself, nothing else. That's the content of his sacrifice. But I want to speak about the cause of his sacrifice. Why did the Lord Jesus Christ offer the sacrifice? What was the reason? He left heaven. He came down into this world. He lived a perfect life. He never sinned. What was the cause of his sacrifice? He is the great high priest. There is none like the Lord Jesus Christ. Why did Christ offer this sacrifice? Well, in Hebrews 10, verse 12, it tells us why. The Bible leaves us no doubt why he died. Why he is our great high priest. And why he made the sacrifice. In Hebrews 10 and verse 12 it says, but this man, speaking of Jesus Christ, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins. There's the cause of a sacrifice. It tells us, and Paul, writing on the inspiration of the Spirit of a living God, he's telling this people, here is a great sacrifice. Here is the greatest of all sacrifices. Here's the Son of God. Here he's come into this world and he went to the cross and he offered himself a sacrifice. He says, for sins. For sins. This is the cause of a sacrifice for the sins of his people. The Lord Jesus Christ is without sin. You only have to read the Word of God and you'll find that he did no sin. and he knew no sin. No sin of his own. There were times these priests had to offer sacrifices, and the book of Hebrews tells us they had to offer a sacrifice first for their own sins. Look at verse 27 in Hebrews 7. Who needeth not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifice first for his own sins, and then for the people's. And so the great high priest in Israel, when he made a sacrifice, he said, well, I have sinned. I have failed. And I've got to make it right with God by the sacrifice. And I have to make a sacrifice for my own sins. And that's what he did. That's what Hebrews 7 verse 27 tells us. He had to go in first for himself, then for the people. But the Lord Jesus Christ had not to make a sacrifice for any of his own sins. But dear friends, he made a sacrifice for the sins of his people. All the words of me tonight would never describe what that meant to Christ. All my words tonight could never describe to you the pain that Christ endured as he made that sacrifice. All I know is I read the word of God that Christ suffered as a great high priest. All I know is I read this book that the sacrifice endured, the sacrifice entailed, enduring the very wrath of God, the wrath of God falling upon Christ the sacrifice, because it was for our sins. Do we see our great high priest heading towards the cross when we read the Bible? We do. Do we see him going into the Garden of Gethsemane? The Bible tells us yes. And we find the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 26 and the verse 37. And it says, and he took with him Peter and two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. And the Lord Jesus Christ, he's going, my friends, to pray. He's going into Gethsemane. And we find here, he's burdened. And we find that his heart is very sorrowful. What is wrong with Christ? Friends, he knows what he's facing. He knows what he has to go through to be this sacrifice. And it tells us there, and in the verse 38 of this chapter, Matthew 26, then saith he unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry here and watch with me. And he went a little farther and fell on his face. And prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thy will. And here's the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's in agony. He's feeling the burden of the sin. He knows what he must face. He knows that he's heading to the cross. He knows he will endure the wrath of God. And dear friends, he's very sorrowful. Dear friends, can I say tonight, the Lord Jesus suffered greatly at this sacrifice. He realized he would endure hell upon the cross. It says in the word of God about the wrath of God falling upon Christ. It tells us in Isaiah chapter 53, it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was tormented. And the Lord Jesus Christ knew what he was going to face as our great high priest. He was going to be our sin bearer upon the cross. And dear friends, there he is. He's standing before the Father. And dear friend, he knows what is facing him. His heart is sorrowful and very heavy. You see, he's going to make this sacrifice. And the Bible does teach, of course, that our sins was laid upon him. And I want to say to you tonight, all my sin and all your sin was placed upon Christ. There wasn't one left off. Think of the number of your sins tonight, child of God. A great number that no man could even number tonight. Think of the vileness of them. And everyone was gathered up by the hand of God, and everyone was placed upon Christ, the great high priest. the one who is holy and the one who is pure, and every sin was placed upon him. He took the blame. And dear friends, he took the punishment. And he took our place. And dear friends, this is the cause of the great sacrifice of Christ. It was for my sin. That's why Paul could say, who loved me, Christ, and give himself for me. And he died for our sins, the Bible says, according to the scriptures. And we consider our great high priest, and we were singing tonight about the wondrous cross. We were singing about the man of sorrows. We were singing about his death and the shedding of his blood. And we find out tonight that it was all because of our sin. You see, he's our great high priest. And the Bible says, consider this. Think of Christ as the high priest. And there he is, as I have told you in the first point. Here is the content. Here it is. Here's the cause. It was my sin. And dear child of God, it was your sin that nailed him to the cross. And there it is, he made a sacrifice. But all the way to Calvary, what love and what mercy. No one took away the life of Christ. You know, as I said, he gave it. He's making the sacrifice for our sins. A chaplain was speaking one time to a soldier who was lying in the hospital bed. He said to him, "You've lost an arm in the great cause," said the chaplain. "No," said the soldier, "I didn't lose it. I give it." And that was a good answer. You know, dear friends, Christ didn't lose his life. He gave it. Do you see Christ tonight as our great high priest in this area, this area tonight? Dear friends, it's crucifixion. That means that all the sin that you have committed, child of God, is all gone. That means tonight we are forgiven. We have our great Savior tonight. And there he is, making the sacrifice on behalf of his people, taking their sin upon them and being punished. And that's why it's good to sing about the blood. Good to sing about the cross. Good to sing about his love tonight. Because he's our great high priest. He made a sacrifice for my sin. I want to speak about the completion of his sacrifice. We read about, when we come to the Bible, about the sacrifices and the work of the priest. Even never mind the high priest as well. That their work was never done. They were always offering sacrifices. They were always. Look at Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 11. In Hebrews 10 and verse 11. "And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sin." And this was part of the ministry of the priests and even the high priest, because it tells us that he had to go in once a year into the Holy of Holies with his blood and with his sacrifice at that time. Every year he had to do it. Every high priest of Israel had to do it. Year after year, sacrifice after sacrifice, blood after blood was brought into God, brought into the Holy of Holy place every year. It never stopped. Indeed, the very priest of Israel, as we read there in Hebrews chapter 10, every day, every morning, the blood was shed, the sacrifice was made, and every evening. And this is how it went on, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, sacrifice after sacrifice, thousands and thousands and thousands of sacrifices. They're always doing it. Making the sacrifice, of course, as it says there, which can never take away sin. All the sacrifices. All that blood that was shed, it could never, it tells us here, it could never take away sin. It can never do it. But oh dear friends, think of the completion of the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the completion of it was this. He took away sin. You look at Hebrews chapter 9 and the verse 26. "For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world." And notice the words, "but now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. They underline the words once he has come. Hebrews 7 and verse 27. It says, who needeth not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins and then for the people's, for this he did once when he offered up himself. Look at Hebrews 10 and verse 12. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins, forever sat down on the right hand of God. Now it tells us here something about his sacrifice. And it tells us a very, very simple lesson, yet a very, very important lesson. Christ, as a great high priest, came and he made a sacrifice, and he made it once. He made one sacrifice. Just once, it tells us. One Calvary, my friends. One laying down of his life. And that is why Christ Jesus, when he was upon the cross, he said, it is finished. It's finished, he said, it's all over. Because by his one sacrifice, he put away sin. You see, dear friends, the completion of the sacrifice, it's over. Hallelujah tonight. There's no more sacrifices to be made. And I remember one time, and maybe I said this before, but I remember doing doors, we were in a door many years ago, and I went up this bit of a lane to a house, and I knocked the door, and I didn't know, if I had it around the other way, and I knew where I was at the manse of the Roman Catholic priest, but I went in through the back way, and there it was, so this boy came out with a collar on, and so we could talk him. And I got him on about the Mass, because you know yourself, the Roman Catholic Church teaches that the Mass is the same sacrifice that Christ made upon the cross without God and all these things. And so me and this man, we started in about the Mass, and the car came up the drive, and an old priest got out, so I was sort of surrounded. But he ran for cover, he didn't stop at all, he went on ahead. But I remember me and the man saying, and I took him to this book, and I told him about Christ's sacrifice. The sacrifice of Christ, once for all, says I. Look at here, read the word of God. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of man. Once offered, says I. He made one sacrifice for sin. And you know what that priest said to me? He says, how do you know the book of Hebrews is the word of God? He could think of nothing else to say. He attacked the Bible. Well, I just turned around and said, well, to say your church must think it's part of the word of God, for it's in your Bible as well. So it is. The book of Hebrews is in his Bible as well. So evidently his argument failed to the ground. But what I say is this: the completion of the sacrifice, it's all finished. And you know, that's to bring joy to your heart tonight, child of God. Your sin has been dealt with. My sin has been put away. As far as the east divides it is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Sometimes, child of God, we're bogged down in life. What about sins of the past? Any one of us could be there tonight. Things that was said in the past or done in the past, and it burdens you down, and nothing is always coming before your mind. Let me tell you tonight, if you're a child of God, it's not God bringing the sin before you. It's not God bringing it. It's the devil. Because when you're saved and trust in Christ as Savior, all your sin is gone. Has Christ put away your sin? Then why are we going about moaning about it and things that were said or done in the past? You can't change the past. But the blood has covered the past, and the blood of Christ has covered our sin, you see. And we're on our way to heaven tonight because what? We have a great high priest. That's why. You know, that's why I'm going to heaven tonight. That's why I'm saved. That's why tonight I'm a child of God. I'm a dear child of God. That is why tonight you are saved. Because Christ died for our sins. And he put away all our sin. Now do you love Christ tonight? Do you love him for doing that for you? That he would come and die in your place. And shed his blood. And listen, make this one sacrifice. Just took it the once. He's at the right hand of God, as we'll learn in our next study, that Christ is our high priest. But never, he has put away our sin. It's finished. Our sin has been purged away by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ Oh, friends, the completion of the sacrifice. All our sin is all over, it's dealt with. Christ has made a sacrifice. In the heart of London, there's a place called Charing Cross. All the distances it tell us is measured from it. The spot is referred to simply as the cross. If you live around that area, that's what it's said, but go to the cross. They tell us in this story that a lost child was one day picked up by a London policeman. The child was only able to tell him where he lived. But finally, in response, because the policeman was asked him, "Where are you and your name and where you're from?" And the wee sobs and tears, the little fellow says, "Tell me this," he says, "if you take me to the cross," he says, "I think you can find my way home." "You've been there many times," you say. He says, "If you get me to the cross," he says, "I'll make it home. But I'm glad tonight I have been to the cross and I'm going home." And child of God, that is true not just in my life tonight. It is true of every child of God in this place, how can I say tonight, in the world. We've been to the cross. We've come as repentant sinners to Christ and we've said, "Lord, have mercy upon me and cleanse me, Lord, and wash me from my sin and save my soul." And dear friends, I tell you tonight, we're going home. We're going home. Why? Because I have a great high priest. I have a great sacrifice. One who paid the penalty. One who put away my sin. And listen tonight, one who saved me. We have a great high priest. How wonderful tonight. Now we're glad we're trusting him tonight. We're not trusting ourselves to make any sacrifice. There are people tonight working their way to heaven, trying to pay their way to heaven. But I'm glad tonight I'm trusting Christ. And the debt is paid. Listen, the old account was settled long ago. It's long ago. So let me say to you, child of God, tonight, if you're burdened down in any way by the guilt of your sin of the past in any way, I'll tell you, you have a great high priest who's put away your sin. That's what the Bible says. Consider him. That's why it says, consider our great high priest. That's why we've took time to look at Christ in his office. There's nothing like looking at the Lord Jesus. There's nothing that would fill your heart with joy as looking by faith at Christ. Oh, that we would see Jesus Christ as our great high priest tonight, in this particular office, in this function, giving himself, that we might live forever. That is what he has done. May God bless his word to our hearts today. And may we love Christ more, because greater love is no man than this, the Bible says. And he laid down his life for his friends. And he has died for us, that we